and welcome back to the BTL with Rib T, the Better Through Letter, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through the Ramban's letter. We're talking a couple of different phrases. We've talked the introduction, we've talked the letter, we've talked lesson 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now we're up to lesson 5. Again, with the book from Art Scroll, A Letter for the Ages, with the commentary and wonderful insight of Rabbi Avram Chaim Feuer, we're up to the phrase, V'ka'asher tinatzal min ha'ka'as ta'ala al libcha midas ha'anava. Once you have distanced yourself from anger, the quality of humility will enter your heart. The masters of Musar teach the angry person suffers from a sense of inferiority. Rav Shlomo Wolbe makes the following observation in Alei Shor: one who craves attention from others has not yet found himself. He is unaware of his true worth, lacking self-esteem. He depends on the opinion of others. He hungers for their praise, for without their appreciation, he feels worthless. When people fail to applaud him, he becomes helpless and therefore hostile and angry. A lot of times, a lot of people do things because they feel like they need the praise, they need the attention, they crave the honor, they crave the attention. But Pirkei Avos teaches us, whoever runs after honor, honor will flee from him. But someone who runs away from honor, honor will run after him. Because we're supposed to do things not for the honor. The highest level of tzedakah is when it's anonymous for the person who's giving and for the person who's taking. Because we're not supposed to do it for any reward. We're not supposed to do it for any recognition. We're supposed to do it as much lishma as possible. And that's why when you see, a lot of times you see names blazed all over these buildings and institutions, but even higher than that is when it's done anonymously. People who give to shul funds and whatnot, it's great, it's so nice, a lot of times it's beautiful, but the highest level is really anonymous. And I used to wonder why people say anonymous, why don't they want their names, but then I realized that's a really nice, lofty, top ideal, to not have to need the honor, to not see the honor, but to run away from the honor and to keep yourself anonymous. A person who doesn't feel inferior, a person who knows their own self-worth and knows that Hashem knows everything they did and their spouses and families know what they did. Even sometimes the spouses don't even know when they do good things and good deeds. They keep it even hidden from them, but even if they know, everybody else doesn't have to know. And of course, Hashem knows. That's the only true being. That's the only one being on earth that really needs to know what you did and will know no matter what you do. He will know. Hashem will know. And that's all that matters, because Hashem will get you back. Hashem will make sure the money goes where it needs to go, and the recognition will come to you if it needs to come to you. But it doesn't have to be that you do things for the recognition. Then you can have the sense of true worth when you're doing good things, even if you're not sure who's listening, even if you're sure who's not participating or who's reciprocating or who's receiving it. Hashem knows. And even if you don't know where it goes, you don't have to worry about self-worth. You don't have to worry about feelings of inferiority, because it's going to the right place. If you record something, if you teach something, and you're not even sure if anyone's listening or anyone showed up, that's okay. Because Hashem knows you put in the effort and you did your part. You did your hashtalis, and Hashem will make sure it goes where it needs to go, and it will get to where it needs to get. So don't crave that attention. Don't worry about the attention. Have your own true worth. Don't worry about the opinions of others, and you don't have to feel hostile and angry in that sense, because you know what you're doing is the right thing, especially when you're involved in chesed and tzedakah and good things. The angry man, therefore, cannot be a humble man. Excuse me. An angry man cannot be a humble man. His anger demonstrates his resentment that the events of life have failed to conform with his expectations. A lot of times we have this, we expect things, we take things for granted. I put in the work, this has to come. I buy this, it has to come. I do this, it has to come. I study for the test, I have to do well. You don't have to do well. It doesn't have to come. It's all up to Hashem. Hashem orchestrates the events, and He makes sure things happen or don't happen. Anything that happens is caused by Hashem. If Hashem wants you to have something, it'll come. If He doesn't want you to have something, it won't come. But you shouldn't be angry about it. You should be humbled by the events of your life, because expectations are really expectations, but they shouldn't be expectations at all. Man plan laughs and God laughs because Hashem is in control. We're not in control. We can't have expectations. We can't take things for granted. We should realize everything is from Hashem. A person feels when his expectations are not met that his pride is wounded. He seeks to compensate his esteem by putting personal wants and opinions before others, and anger, therefore, leads him to an ultimate display of arrogance. I believe that I need this. I believe I deserve this. This is supposed to come to me. I expect it to come. I take it for granted it comes. That's not the way we're supposed to look at things. That's not supposed the way to live the life. You're not supposed to live arrogantly. You're supposed to avoid anger and arrogance at all costs. Go to the opposite extreme, like the Rambam explains. In distancing oneself from anger and resentment, the serene man emerges and subdues arrogance, and is in time is led towards true humility. Someone who's serene, someone who's calm with whatever happens in his life, whatever comes to his life, that's someone that could really truly live in peace and truly live in humility, because he understands everything comes from above, everything comes from Hashem. And then he gets the perfect amount of equilibrium. Ultimately, it doesn't make a difference to him whether he is praised or insulted by others. His self-esteem comes solely from within himself, the Chavos Halvavos. That's why David, when he was going on the way and he was insulted by Shimi ben Gera, he felt what Shimi was doing, but he felt it was coming from Hashem. It was Hashem teaching him something and trying to tell him something that he needed to hear this, he needed to see this. And his men wanted to stone Shimi on the spot. They wanted to punish him, kill him on the spot. It's Morei B'Malchus. It's rebelling against the king. We should take care of him. Let's take him out. David said, no, this is what Hashem sent to me. He wasn't an arrogant man. He knew even if insults were being hurled at him, that's okay, because this is what Hashem needs me to hear. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz observes a curious phenomenon in relation to this pursuit of glory. When a pompous person fails to earn the approval of even an insignificant person, he is sorely vexed that all the honor he has so far attained seem worthless in his eyes. This, to me, brings to mind the idea of Haman. Haman had the entire kingdom bowing down to him, but Mordechai, one Jewish person, insignificant in his eyes. Who's Mordechai to him? He's at the top of the monarchy. He's at the top. He's an advisor to the king. He's second in command. And one person doesn't bow down to him, and it's all worthless, because he had a true sense of inferiority. He had a lack in his self-confidence and a lack in his psyche. A lot of issues probably were going on within him, but he couldn't handle that Mordechai didn't bow down. Oh, kol ze eino shava li. When I see Mordechai, he says, kol ze eino shava li. Nothing is worth it for me. It's not worth anything. Even at the height of his glory, the honor seeker is troubled if even one person fails to show the respect which he demands. Mordechai, the one person in the whole kingdom that publicly flouted his bowing demands, he couldn't take it. That one person drove him nuts. Although physical desires have saturation points, the desire for recognition has no real limits, can never be fully fulfilled. Indeed, since the thirst for honor is based on an internal lack of self-worth, no amount of outside praise can truly quench it. Thus, when the humble person finds serenity, one who seeks honor recognition cultivates a life of inevitable frustration, because he'll never be happy. He's always going to be upset with everything that happens around him, because it's never going to quench what he really wants. But if you think about the word simcha, joy, at the root, it's macha, simcha, simcha. If one truly wishes to rejoice, he must get rid of the conscious desire to place his own needs first. He forgets about himself. There's a commentary of a Mishnah. Rambam's commentary to Mishnah Avos is a crazy story that a pious man says the happiest moment in his life, he was once traveling on a ship, but he was so poor that he was in the worst quarters of the ship, the lowest hold with the cargo, as if he was a piece of cargo, a piece of a suitcase. A group of rich merchants were on board, but he was laying in his berth in his place next to the cargo. One of the merchants literally came down and dumped his waste on him. Can you imagine the degradation? Can you imagine the embarrassment? Apparently, the person felt so despicable in the other person's eyes that he didn't even see that he was there. He pretended he wasn't there. The person was shocked by the rich man's audacity, but nevertheless, he was pleased to find that he felt no anger at being offended. When he realized how indifferent he was to his own prestige, he was truly overcome with joy, and he recognized he had achieved a level of genuine humility. We should all be zochem to try our utmost to try to gain that humility, to try to work on ourselves that we can get that humility, avoiding arrogance at all costs. Because when we're humble and we're using humility and we don't need the recognition or the honor, we do things anonymously, we'll feel that serenity, we'll feel that calm, we'll feel that peace in our lives, because we know Hashem is guiding us, Hashem is taking care of us, and Hashem knows what we do. We don't need anyone else to know what we do. We don't need anyone else to give us that recognition or honor or any of the like, and we should be humble and bring humility to all our tasks as much as we can. Join us next time as we talk Lesson 6, the next phrase, here on the BTL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.